Andrew wanted to be a farmer, but when a drought wiped out his crop, he had thoughts of teaching school. When the pay wasn't enough to support his family, he turned to the occupation of many others in his family tree. And that choice ended up changing an entire career field. His story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
A.T. Still was born in 1828. His father was a doctor and a preacher. He had older brothers that were doctors as well, but he desired to be a farmer near Macon, Missouri.
The 4th of July, the day we love to celebrate, a hailstorm wiped out his crops and his livestock. Too late in the season to replant, sir. He needed a new plan.
Jason Haxton shares the story in Kirksville, Missouri. He says when A.T. Still was in his 20s, he thought he might become a school teacher, but the pay of $15 per month was not enough to sustain a family. He decided to follow the path of his father and brothers and become a doctor.
He does what's called apprenticeship because we don't have these universities that we have today. You just saddle up to a doctor and they trail you around for a couple years, show you everything they know, and when they think you're done, you go to the courthouse and you get your license.
The Civil War soon began, and he served as a doctor for the Union Army. After the war, he got more training at a medical school in Kansas City.
He goes for 6 months and they're bleeding people to get rid of the bad blood and the good blood. They're burning them and popping blisters. They're dosing them with arsenic, mercury, and cyanide and drugging them basically with opium. And he says, well, when's the good stuff going to come?
Dr. Still wanted to try different types of cures based more on the healing power he saw around him in nature.
Maybe we should look at diet, exercise, mental health, and this thing called manual medicine. When muscle, nerves, and bones get out of alignment or in abnormal places, you put them back. And actually, this is doing more for people than anything else because the body actually wants to naturally heal itself.
His methods became well known, and he began taking on medical students in 1874 in Macon, then moved to Kirksville in 1875. And from there, things really began to grow. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Kirksville, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.